From CAP Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Chris Nichols. It's no question, this has been a really hot summer here in Sacramento and across Northern California. And in fact, the heat has been record-breaking. Daytime temperatures have soared well into the triple digits, and some nights have remained uncomfortably warm. Even the famous Delta breeze hasn't offered much relief. But how is this summer matching up to historical averages? And how do our feelings and memory match with longer trend data? To help us take stock, we're joined by KCRA meteorologist and climate reporter Heather Waldman. Welcome, Heather.
Thanks, Chris. It's nice to be here.
Okay, we all know it's hot right now. It's not breaking news. And it also feels hotter than normal, though. So what's the average summer temperature supposed to be in Sacramento?
Right. So Sacramento and heat, they're kind of synonymous in the summer, right? So we are careful about what we call hot and what we don't call hot. But this summer, no doubt about it, it's been incredibly hot. You can look at daily records. You can look at monthly records. You can even look at the season, which, you know, we'll break that all down here over the next 10 minutes or so. But as an average daily high, I mean, today the average high for Sacramento is 94 degrees. Our peak average high is 95 degrees, and that tends to be most of the month of July. But July of this year was actually our hottest month on record. And it was the first month where we had the average temperature for all 31 days stay above 100 degrees.
So let me just stop right. The average temperature stayed over 100 degrees just in July. Wow.
Correct. We had 21 days with a high of at least 100. There were some days in there where the temperature was above 100 degrees for 8 or 9 hours. You know, typically if we just barely hit 100, 101, maybe we're in the triple digits for an hour or so. It's easy heat to plan around. But July was exceptional, not just for the number of days where we had triple digit heat, but just for the magnitude of that heat on some of those days.
Okay, so the number of days that went over 100, that's way up there. And normally we're going to see, what, just a handful of days over 100 in a July?
So in an entire year, downtown Sacramento averages 23 days with a high of 100 degrees or more. So for some context here, July of 2024 had 21 days with a high of at least 100. So that was almost our annual average in a single month. So 21 days, that's the most 100 degree days in a single month, but we can take that even further. As far as the number of days that got to 105, 13 of them in July of 2024, that is a record for any month. The previous record was 10 days in September of 2022. That month stands out to people who have been here for a few years. It's home to downtown Sacramento's hottest day on record, 116 degrees.
I lost a tree that month.
Yes.
I had folks come out and say it was heat damage. I couldn't believe it. That September 2022 does stick out. But we're talking about July and this summer, and you said 21 days over 100 degrees, which is amazing. I know people want to also, you know, they rely on the Delta breeze to cool us off at night. But what's been happening? Because it seems like there are some stretches where that breeze just, there's not much happening with it.
Right. Well, for the first week of July in particular, we had the breeze coming from the north, right? In order to get the Delta breeze, the wind needs to come from the southwest in order to effectively pick up the cool air at the coast and draw it inland through the Delta and eventually into Sacramento County. When we have that north breeze, we get what we call an offshore flow. So the wind, rather than coming in from the Delta, is going out through the Delta. That's how places like San Francisco end up near 90 degrees. So that's how July started. As we got to the end of the month, yes, it was still hot. The Delta breeze snuck in some of those nights. That at least allowed temperatures overnight to drop into the lower 60s around Sacramento and for the Delta. But for anybody in Modesto or Yuba City or maybe up into the foothills, the Delta breeze really doesn't reach those areas. So it has stayed quite a bit warmer there.
So we've talked about just how hot it got and how many days in a row it got so hot. Can you talk about the actual cause of this extreme heat? And I'm wondering, is climate change a factor here?
Right. So we can get into the climate question here in a bit. But this is a multi-layered answer, right? Our weather is always multi-layered. There are different factors working on different timescales, no matter what weather pattern we're talking about. So in a typical summer, when we look at heat, again, Sacramento, Northern California heat, it's come to be expected, right? We watch an area of high pressure that typically anchors itself over the Four Corners. Underneath that high, a big dome of heat, right? The air doesn't really circulate all that much. The heat just kind of builds over the deserts. You think places like Vegas, Phoenix, they're typically right underneath that heat dome. This summer, that high has shifted a bit farther to the west, which can happen on occasion, but we've just been in this persistent pattern where that high, it scoots to the east, but it doesn't hang out there for too long. So we've been kind of underneath this bubble of heat a little more frequently than we have in previous summers. That's why the heat has lasted so long. But another layer, of course, is the climate question. We know the global average temperature has been rising for decades now. It's been rising with many would consider perhaps in a subtle way, maybe a degree or two every decade, which in the grand scheme of things doesn't sound like much. But you have to keep in mind that when you raise an average, you're also raising the ceiling for what those extremes can be. So downtown Sacramento's average high temperature in July has also steadily gone up over the last several decades. Again, not by much, only a couple of degrees, but that couple of degrees can be the difference between having days that are 97, 98, and having days that are 100, 101.
You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. If you're just joining us, we're talking with KCRA meteorologist Heather Waldman about this year's very hot summer, which has seen multiple stretches of highs over 100 degrees. Okay, over 100 degrees, but some areas, I mean, we talked about it earlier, they're getting to 110, 112. What are some of the parts of our region that see these just extreme temperatures?
Well, it depends on what you consider extreme. We've seen daily record highs pretty much everywhere throughout Northern California over the last 5 or 6 weeks. Has it been every day? No, it's been a couple of days here and there. But, you know, if you talk to somebody in Redding, it's not that unheard of for temperatures there to frequently go above 105, 110. But for Sacramento, which, again, we get the Delta breeze, we get that cooler onshore influence. Yeah, once you get above 100, that's where you're starting to talk about heat. For me, when I think about what's extreme and what's not, are we talking about a daily record? That would be quite literally an extreme. So record highs this time of year, now that we're in early August, are around 107, 108 degrees. July, typically the hottest month out of the year. That's when our average highs are between 110, and now we saw some 113s this past year.
Besides just feeling hot, what other impacts can these consistently high temperatures have?
Right. Well, you know, anytime it goes above 100, me personally, I rethink, okay, am I going to go for my morning run at 9 or am I going to get up earlier and go at 7:30? So it's a lifestyle adjustment. People here are used to making those lifestyle adjustments. But when you're talking about 2 to 3 weeks of that, it does start to become certainly mentally draining. Anybody who pays an electricity bill probably has noticed last month hurt the wallet a little bit more compared to recent years. And no surprise, the hotter it gets, you may or may not be adjusting your thermostat accordingly. So your air conditioning has to run more to keep your house more comfortable. So you're talking increased prices for, you know, home electricity bills, things like that. It just also the physical toll it takes on our bodies, too, especially for those that may not have the ability to effectively cool their homes, or maybe for those that live in warmer areas, areas that don't cool off quite as much at night, having consistent relief from heat. Hot afternoons is one thing, but if you're not getting that relief overnight, that really compounds the stress on your body. And at first, it may not be so noticeable, but if you are somebody that is susceptible to that, we're talking heat impacts as well. And then you think of things that are connected to heat in California in some ways, and that would be our wildfire season. Does heat cause fires? No. But long stretches of heat do dry out grasses and brush and trees. And if a fire doesn't have something to burn, it's not going to burn. But when we're talking about long stretches of heat, we're talking about an increase in fuels, and thus you're seeing our fire season this year much more active than the past couple of years.
Yeah, it seems like it'd be accurate to say that these long stretches of heat could accelerate or make worse the conditions out there. That, like you said, they're not causing these wildfires, but they're certainly not helping the firefighters that have to respond to them. And we talked just a moment ago about the impacts of heat. I'm thinking about the start of the school year and high schoolers out there practicing football. And if we get another stretch like we had a week or two ago, will schedules have to be changed? Will sports practices be, you know, maybe at 7 in the morning instead of 3 in the afternoon. So a lot of impacts in our region. You know, does this scorching weather preview conditions for later this year, for late this summer or into the fall?
Not necessarily, right? You think back to September of 2022, the extreme heat we saw just for really a stretch of 8 or 9 days that month. It was unusually late. That's part of why it caught so much attention. And of course, Sacramento's hottest day on record at 116, I believe that was September 8th or 9th. But right after, the winter that year was actually quite wet and quite snowy. So heat in the summer, heat lasting into the fall, does not necessarily have any bearing on what the winter may or may not bring. So we're always very careful. I mean, we joke around as meteorologists that work on a 7-day forecast. We're looking at the next 7 days. That's the best that our science can do from our perspective right now.
Well, if we look at that shorter term forecast, I think the big question on people's minds, is there some relief ahead? Or are we going to get a break from this heat?
Well, what I can tell you is we don't see anything quite like what we saw in early July. Again, that was exceptional. It lasted a long time. We had some extremely hot days, highs of 113 plus. We'll be around 100 degrees for the next couple of days. But then once we get into this weekend, we'll settle back into average. So low to mid 90s, which, hey, after a bunch of hundreds, sounds pretty good to me. But then we will likely see some 80s going into next week. And there are signs that this more comfortable pattern could be hanging around for a while. So that's certainly some good news for anybody that enjoys being outside, anybody that wants to pay less on their utility bills. But hopefully it's also good news for the firefighters that are working on several large fires in Northern California right now.
Yeah, I can imagine people just breathing a sigh of relief hearing you say, you know, average or even below average temperatures coming up. And like you said, certainly help for the fire crews too. Heather, thank you so much for joining us here on Insight.
Thank you for having me.
Heather Waldman is a meteorologist and climate reporter at KCRA, and we've been talking about this year's record-breaking summer heat. You're listening to Insight on Cap Radio, where facts matter and stories inspire. We'll be back in just a moment.